Do you believe in homeschooling? Here's your chance to help spread the word that homeschooling is good for students. It's good for families. It's good for America.
Hey everybody, this is Heidi St. John coming to you from the Firmly Planted Homeschool Resource Center in Vancouver, Washington. I am thrilled to be a part of Schoolhouse Rocked, and I just want to encourage you guys, check it out, let's get it funded and get it into theaters across the nation.
Go to schoolhouserocked.com/Kickstarter and join the movement to spread the word about homeschooling through movie theaters nationwide. Welcome to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm Yvette Hampton, producer and host of the upcoming documentary Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution. On this podcast, we bring you the very best from today's homeschool leaders to help you start strong and finish well. This podcast is for you. If you have a guest or topic suggestion, email us at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. Hey everyone, I am so incredibly excited to have our guest on today. She does not need an introduction to many, many of you. But if you don't know Heidi St. John, you need to know who Heidi St. John is and know about her ministry that she has to moms. Many of you listen to her podcast or have read her books, but I would love to introduce you for those who don't know to Heidi, and welcome. Welcome to the show, Heidi.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I am so, so thrilled to have you on. Introduce us to your family very quickly, and then I have a lot that I want to talk with you about.
Yeah. So Jay and I have been married for 29 years. So we'll celebrate our 30th anniversary next year. We have 7 children. They range in age from 7 to 27. And we have 2 grandsons. So we've been homeschooling. I'm an accidental homeschooler. I never wanted to homeschool. I pulled our daughter out of public school when she was in second grade. And we've been homeschooling ever since. So all the rest of our kids have been 100%, you know, homeschooled their whole lives. And yeah, we've graduated 3 and we're getting ready to graduate our 4th. Our son Spencer is a senior this year. So
wow.
Exciting.
Wow. That is exciting. You are one of those people who have had a tremendous influence in my life. You have been the Titus II woman who now lives on the other side of the country. We used to both be on the West Coast when I was in California, but now you're still there, and right now I'm on the East Coast. So
yes,
we got to interview you for Schoolhouse Rocked back in, I think it was March. We were both in Tennessee for the Teach Them Diligently homeschool convention, and you were one of those people that we really wanted to get you on. I had read a few of your books before, and I just was really familiar and excited about your ministry. And then we interviewed Andrew Poudois. And he was one of the very first, well, actually, he was the very first expert type interview that we did. And the first name he said was, "You've got to get Heidi St. John in this movie." And I was like, I know we do. So I think it took about
Andrew is a friend.
Andrew's so
a friend.
Great.
So he had to say that.
I
told him, I tell him every time he says something nice about me, I send him $20.
So nice.
We have like an ongoing thing.
I love that. Yeah. So we loved getting to meet you. We got to meet a couple of your kids and your husband, Jay, and
yeah.
It's just been really fun getting to know you over the past few months. So thank you for being part of that. You have a new book coming out that I am really, really excited about. It's called Prayers for the Battlefield. And I actually, just last Thursday, I finished up doing I was part of a Becoming Mom Strong book club that we did just throughout the summer. So about, I think it was September, right, of last year, that Becoming Mom Strong, that book came out of yours. And that book has been hugely impactful in my life. And so we did a summer book study on it. It was myself and about, I think total, there were about 15 or 16 other ladies who came and, you know, kind of rotated in and out of this Bible study throughout the summer. And it was fantastic. I mean, literally, lives were changed because the gospel changes lives. And so you really challenged us to dig into God's word and to just spend time in prayer and not just to do it, but why to do it. The title of your book, Becoming Mom Strong, is Becoming Mom Strong, How to Fight with All That's in You for Your Family and Your Faith. And I love that title. And I love that you are teaching women, and it's young moms, it's old moms, it's grandparents, it's dads. You're teaching people how to get onto that battlefield and fight this fight. One of the things I hear you say all the time is get off the bench and onto the battlefield. Talk about that. I want you to talk about what that means. And then I want to talk about your new book, Prayers for the Battlefield, that you've got coming out on September 17th, which I think is the day that this podcast is going to air.
Yeah, so excited. Yeah. It's launch day. It's like having a baby.
Yes.
It's great, except for you don't need an epidural, so it's right. Beautiful. I have a passion. I mean, I literally, my heart is on fire for this generation of parents, and actually for anyone who has influence in the life of a child. And we've seen for many, many years now how basically the church has decided to pull out, get off the battlefield. We pulled ourselves out of politics. We pulled ourselves out of our local school boards. The churches are not commenting on what's happening in the culture. And whenever God's people decide to retreat, evil always fills the vacuum. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen that happen over and over and over again. Certainly we're watching it. I just did a podcast last week on a couple of different assembly bills that are moving their way through the California legislature that will have, it looks like they're going to get to the desk of the crazy governor there, and he will sign it into law. And so part of my passion is just to say, hey, this is actually happening. Like, I know it stresses some people out when they think about it, but we have an opportunity to be influencers and ambassadors for Christ in the culture. And in fact, that's what he calls us to do. We heard this in all throughout the book of 1st and 2nd Corinthians and all throughout the New Testament, where the apostles are basically reminding us that we are ambassadors for Christ. And why would we give up that ambassadorship willingly? Why would we willingly give it up? Well, I think a lot of it is just that we don't understand the generational spiritual ramifications of getting off the field. And so I wrote Becoming Mom Strong to remind mothers what's at stake and to say, listen, these children have been given to you by God. According to the psalmist Asaph in Psalm 78, we've been given charge, influence really, over four generations. So what that means is that the decisions that we make right now will impact four generations. So children that we will never see born are going to be impacted either by our decision to follow God or by our decision to get off the battlefield. So that's kind of where the off the bench hashtag came from. Mm-hmm. And my passion just to see moms engage, don't hide. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And whenever we go out into the world, we come in the authority of the name of Jesus, God's Son. And so that changed my life, that understanding that my impact isn't about me. It's about Christ in me. And that really does remove a lot of the fear. It doesn't remove all of it, right? I mean, sure. We'd be lying if we said it. These are fearful times. They're fearful times to be a believer.
Yep.
In the United States right now, certainly live in California, but also in other places, other parts of our country and around the world. But they've always been fearful times. And so I'm just trying to encourage a generation of Christians to get off the bench and onto the battlefield. So that really was my heart cry in Becoming Mom Strong and the Bible study that we released along with it. Mm-hmm. That book is on its third printing already.
Wow,
so I'm excited to see it. Yeah. And the Bible study is entering its fourth printing. I'm excited to see God use it and excited just to see where it goes. And then Prayers for the Battlefield is really just, it's a handbook for war. Mm-hmm. So it's a great follow-up to Becoming Mom Strong. It's full of devotions and prayers. And so I'll take like a topic and flesh it out, like just talk about what it looked like in my own life, you know, struggles I've had with fear or anxiety. I've talked to the mom who has lost a child, or the mom who's lost a child because that child has walked away from the Lord. So she feels like he's lost, but God says he isn't lost. Pray for him. Don't get off the battlefield. I think so many mothers, homeschooling moms especially, who pour their hearts into raising their children, to watch them walk away from the Lord is a very, very painful thing. And I think the enemy wants to get two for the price of one. Yeah. So this child walks away from the Lord, and what happens? The mother says, that's it. I don't have a testimony anymore. Mm. I failed. And so she gets off the battlefield also. So it really is a handbook for war. There's an index in the back, so you can look up different topics that you're struggling with or something that you need prayer over, and then find that in the book. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I am too. I am absolutely excited. I got a kind of a pre copy of the book and have been looking through the chapters and reading parts of it. And I am super excited about what this book is going to do, because it really, it brings to the mom ways to pray for her kids. Because I think oftentimes we don't know how to pray. We don't know what to pray. We don't know how to pray. And we just kind of throw out these generic, like, God, please just help us. And not that he won't help us if we pray out generic prayers.
Right.
But it's very specific, and you back up your prayers with scripture and with stories, you know, real life stories of things that have happened. And some of them, maybe not real life stories, but just different situations that are real to people and that have happened. And so I think it's a great guide for helping us know how to pray for our kids. I remember when Brooklyn, my oldest, when she was a baby, I mean, I don't even know if she was a year old. Actually, I don't even know if she had been born yet, to be honest with you. And this gentleman came to our church, and he was talking about parenting. I don't remember what his name was, but I remember that he gave a very powerful talk on the importance of praying for our kids and fighting this battle. And one of the things that he said, you talked about, you know, don't hide. And I remember him saying, if someone broke into your house and it was you and your children, he said, would you go cower in a closet and leave your children to fend for themselves? You would never do that. Mama Bear would come out, and you would fight with everything in you for the physical well-being of your children. And we would. I mean, you think of any time that, you know, our children have maybe been hurt or are in danger. As moms and as dads, you know, we fight. We do everything in our power. And for some reason, I think oftentimes we don't think about that in the spiritual aspect. And we don't think about, well, we're in a bigger war spiritually than we are physically with our kids.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you talk a lot in Becoming Mom Strong about Ephesians 6 and, you know, put on that full armor of God. We don't wait until we're out on the battlefield and then go, oh shoot, now I need some armor and now I need some weapons. And now I'm going to have to figure out how in the world I'm going to defend myself and those behind me. No, no, you prepare yourself for battle before you get to it. But we're in a battle now. it's a little late for waiting for that battle. We're in the middle of the battle now. But it's one of the great things about homeschooling is that homeschooling allows us to be able to prepare ourselves, but prepare our children with the word of God and everything that they do, pointing their hearts towards Christ and preparing them for this battle that they're in. And like you talked about generations, you know, it's not just for our kids. It's for the generations to come. And your new book, Prayers for the Battlefield, I love that you dedicated this to your grandmother. And I actually want to read it really quickly. It says, to the memory of my grandmother Eunice, whose fierce love for God's word and dedication to passing that love on to her grandchildren is still bearing fruit today. How many of us would love for our grandchildren or great-grandchildren to be able to say that about us? Like, look at what my grandmother did. Look at the legacy that my great-grandmother left for my family. And that is our heart, you know, mine and Garrett's heart, is to leave that legacy for our girls and for their children and their children's children and for generations to come. So I'm super excited about this
exactly
book.
Exactly right. Yeah. I think, it's funny. I was in Iowa a couple of weeks ago and my oldest daughter sent me a text message and said that our second daughter was reading, you know, they don't read my books, right? unless I'm not around to see them. And apparently, because we just gotten the book had been shipped to our home, like in, you know, big cases, which they often do for authors. And and so they were sitting around looking at it because I wasn't home. And it really, like, they were crying over that, over that dedication to my grandmother, because they knew her not as well as I did, but I've spoken to them many times about her and her, she was so fierce in her love and defense of the word of God and her love and defense for us. And it was not paralleled by anything else in our lives. And so she prayed and she was stern with us. I mean, when she rebuked us, it was strong and commanding. And I said, I think in the introduction of the book that I felt sometimes like she was, like she was too harsh with me at times. And it was almost like she was preparing me for the battle of my life, because she was.
Yeah.
And she recognized the spiritual implications of the things that were happening around her. And even though I was young and didn't totally get it, and I think sometimes parents miss this. We don't recognize that even though your kids may look like they're not listening to you, or you may feel like they're not getting it, and all of the things that you're doing are really for nothing, the Bible says that the word of God will not return void.
Amen.
And so we speak those truths over our children, and we speak them over the culture, and we speak truth to power. Whenever God gives you opportunity to speak truth to someone in a position of authority, take it, because who knows what God will do. And I think my grandmother, I mean, if she knew about all the stuff I was doing right now, she would probably be, I hope that she would just be going, thank you, Jesus, that you answered all of those years of prayer and all of those years of, you know, holding onto the hands of my grandchildren and speaking truth, because it really does matter. It really does carry with it a generational promise.
Yeah. I have a friend who I went to, actually I went to junior high and high school with her, I think. But have known her for most of my life. And she grew up in a home that her her dad was not a believer, but her mom is a very, very strong believer. And her mom would make them memorize scripture. And, you know, like a lot of kids, you would just be like, oh, I've got to memorize another one. And she just, I mean, over and over and over again, they memorized tons and tons of scripture. And she never understood why. It was just kind of an irritation to her growing up. Well, then she got to her adult life and really strayed from the Lord. I mean, she just walked away, made some really, really poor choices. So much so that at one point in her life, she was so convicted over her sin and over the life that she was living that she knew she needed to come back. But she said she was so deep in sin that she could physically not open her Bible. Like literally, she could not pick up her Bible and read it because the conviction was so deep. And so one day she just cried out to the Lord and she said, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do here, but I can't even read your Bible. Excuse me. She said, but I need help. I've got to get out of this pit that I'm in. And at that moment, and from then on, these verses that her mom had taught to her and made her memorize as a kid started like just flooding her mind. She said, I didn't even know that I knew this scripture any longer because she was so far removed from it. And her mom was one that would literally go where she was living and she would kneel on her front doorstep and she would just pray over her daughter and just beg her, please don't make these decisions. Please don't. You're hurting yourself. And so eventually, you know, the Lord used the scripture memory that her mom had forced her to learn as a kid. She used that to bring her back to the Lord. And it's just, she has the most beautiful testimony. And, you know, still has some hurt from her sin because sin causes pain.
That's what, well, there are consequences for it, right?
Exactly. So, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, it's so important.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. And I think if parents understood, I mean, if we really, really could understand and grapple with this in a way that we could see with eternity in view, I think it would change the way that it would change the conversation that we're having in this country about children. It would change the conversation that we have about education. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what I want to be, what I want to do is be a part of the conversation shift.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job of being part of that. as I was looking through the chapters of prayers for the battlefield, one of the ones, I think the one that stuck out to me the most was, it's in the first section and it's a prayer for the mom who wants to set a good example. And when I was pregnant with my first daughter, I had a really good friend, Danelle, who said, become the wife and mom that you want her to become. And that was so impactful to me because I thought, that's right. I mean, she's looking at me. She is going to very likely become who I am. And if not who I am, she's going to take on a lot of my character traits and things because yeah, I'm the one raising her and my husband as well. And so she said, you know, become that wife and mom. And for those who have boys, I mean, I only have daughters, but for those who have boys, you become the woman that you want your boys to go on to marry. And that's a high calling there. It's no joke, but God has given us this responsibility.
Yeah. And it's that word that you just said, it's responsibility. And a lot of that particular devotion that you just referenced is talking about the spiritual discipline that is required if we want to see our children walk with God. Mm-hmm. I'm always telling parents, look, you can't give your kids what you don't have. Yep. So you can't pass on what you don't possess. If you're not in the Word of God, if you're not praying and actually being the person that you want your kids to be, then why are we surprised when they look at our lives and say, you're a hypocrite. You took us to church, but that was all that we did. You know, we were Sunday Christians or we live, you know, I always tell people, I'm watching us living in sort of a state of reactive Christianity right now. So when I say that, what I mean is, you know, if there, when there's a school shooting, everyone freaks out and we, you know, we hold candlelight vigils and we this and we that, and then it sort of dies down and we forget about the kids that are, that have died. And we go back to life as usual. We put our Bibles back on the shelves. They gather dust until the next crisis. Then we take our Bibles off the shelf. We go back to the Lord. Well, it doesn't work that way. Right. If we want to seek the blessing of God, then we need to live inside of his boundaries. It requires a life of discipline and a life of self-control. And so often we want the blessing, but we don't want to do the work that is required to receive the blessing of walking in right relationship with God. We get salvation as a free gift. But God says in his word that the blessing is found inside the boundaries. And so we study the word of God to find out what those boundaries are. And I think if more parents would do that in the private places of their lives where nobody else is watching, that means we're conscious about the things that we're watching on Netflix, and we're conscious about the way our speech and our prayer life and what our lives are saying to our children. I think we'll see a true impact if we can see that for the impact that it's having.
Yeah, I agree completely. One of the things I love about your ministry is that you're not just telling moms, you know, get off the bench, get onto the battlefield. You know, you can't give your kids what you don't have. You're not just saying these things. You're actually helping moms to learn how to do that, how to get off the bench, how to know Jesus, how to study their Bibles. You've got a website, and I actually want you to talk a little bit about this for those who are not familiar with it. You've got a ministry called Mom Strong International. And so I know you've got a website that they can go to, and it has, tell us about that. I know you've got Bible studies on there. You've got Bible studies for kids. Talk about Mom Strong International, what you're doing there.
Well, we are really excited about this. So this is something that my husband and I have been dreaming about for a long time. I've been a speaker and an author now for, I don't know, 10 years. And we've been talking just the void that we see. So many moms do not have a Titus II woman in their life. They're missing, and men too, they're missing mentors in their lives. And I see it, you know, as I travel around the country and speak at conferences and conventions and things like that. I talk to, you know, person after person after person who says, okay, you gave me this great truth, but now what? And so we launched Mom Strong International in January of this year. So it's less than a year old. The free scripture writing there, I moved my scripture writing community there. And moms can become a member there. That part of it is free. I write a new scripture writing plan every month. And we include copy work for their children. So if you're looking for a handwriting program, you don't even have to buy one. You can download this for free and let your kids copy scripture, because it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. The word of God is powerful. The Bible says is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to cut through all of the lies in the culture and all the things that the enemy is trying to drag his God's children into a swamp with right now. So that's the first part. It's just a scripture writing challenge that I've been doing for about 3 years. But when we launched Mom Strong International, we took it a whole big step farther. And we are releasing Bible studies every month that come with a component called Kids Strong. So, for example, in the month of September, actually, we've got the whole fall mapped out. So September is Born on a Battlefield, strategies for shepherding and sheltering your kids in a time of war. So we're going to spend the whole month of September talking about when it's appropriate to shelter and when it's appropriate to shepherd, and what that looks like and what God says about the importance of parenting. In October, we're going to continue the battlefield theme, Born on a Battlefield, aiming your arrows toward truth. So that whole month, we'll be talking about truth and how God says it does exist, because the culture's right now telling us that truth is subjective, right? They're telling you that your girls can become boys and that up is down and down is up. And a lot of Christian parents are like, well, maybe they're right.
Yeah.
No, they're wrong. Mm-hmm. How do we know they're wrong? Because God's word says it. And God defines truth. Truth is defined in his word. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so for the month of October, that's what we'll be studying. In November, our study is called Dancing in the Minefields, Finding Blessing on the Battlefield. The whole point of that is, how do we find joy in the midst of suffering? How do we find peace when there's strife all around us? God says that there is a blessing in walking with him. So that's Dancing in the Minefields. And then finally, we'll wrap up the year with a study called Jesus at the Center, Keeping Christ Part of Everything We Do. And so that, whether that's homeschooling or parenting or at your workplace or with friends and relatives, we want to keep Christ at the center of everything that we do. And when he is at the center, guess what? His blessing is also found there. And yeah. So it kind of all ties in. It's just, I have a real heart to see mothers see the battlefield for what it is. So I'm spending a whole lot of time and energy just trying to take the blinders off of this generation of mothers and say, this is important. This is a war. You don't go to church to have your pastor put on the armor of God for you. You wake up every day and you put it on yourself. Yep. And so, and we teach our children to put it on for themselves too. And so, so Momstar International is that part of it. The scripture writing challenge is there. It's free if you become a member. And then for just $8 a month, you can download this beautiful Bible study. It's beautifully illustrated. It absolutely is culturally relevant because we write them in real time. And then I didn't do it this summer because of my travel season, but starting in the fall, again in September, I'll be releasing videos every month that sort of go along with that teaching. So, and you can become a MomStrong leader too. So we have hundreds of women who have applied and become MomStrong leaders. You can start a MomStrong International group in your church and study the Word of God. And that $8 a month goes a huge long way in helping me and my staff write the Bible study. So we're excited. Our daughter, Savannah, writes the Kid Strong component of that study. My son-in-law, Ryan, is helping write them. He's a pastor at a church here in Washington. And so, and our daughter, Sierra, does all the graphic design for it. And then we have obviously the staff that helps me with the scripture writing challenge and all the graphics and all that stuff. So about eight people working really hard every month to get those Bible studies out to women so that they can be stronger in their walk with God. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, I love it. And can people go back, if as you move on to new Bible studies, can they go back into the archives and pull up the old ones? Do you keep them up?
Yes. Yes. So if you're a member at MomStrong International, you have access to whatever study you join in for that month and then for as long as you're there. So as long as your membership remains in force, you have access to the studies that are being written every month, and you can go back and get them out of the archives as well. So So if you decided, hey, it's December, but I missed Dancing in the Minefields, and you've been a member since before that one was released, then you can download that one. And it's a tremendous opportunity, and we are hoping that God uses it to draw a generation of women back to Himself.
Yeah, well, I think you're on the right path, and I think that is really definitely happening with those who are following you. And it's not about you. It's not the Heidi St. John Bible. It's the Word of God, and you are doing such a great job of turning hearts towards God's Word. That's the thing I love about your ministry, is it's not what does Heidi say about this and what does her husband Jay say about this. It's what does God say about it, and it's His truth.
At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what I say, right? it really only matters what God says. And I hear so many people, so many Christians, and it troubles me, who say that God is silent on the issues that we're facing in the country right now. And He's not silent. Nope. He addresses them in His Word. Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. It's maybe being repackaged and looks a little different because the packaging is different.
Right.
But God's Word has remained the same. The Bible says in Isaiah that the grass will wither and the flower will fade, but God's Word will stand forever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I'm gonna stick on the side of the thing that doesn't change.
Oh yeah.
Because Jesus said He's coming back, and we should be ready as a bridegroom, as a bride waits for her groom. And so part of that is studying and knowing the Word of God. And it's a passion of my life. And I can't wait to see what God does with it. And we need your prayers too. I should say that. The spiritual warfare that swirls and that we face every day trying to get the Word of God out to families it's real. It's absolutely real. I've spent a lot of time in Facebook jail and I'm watching social media, which used to let us say whatever we wanted to say. And now all of a sudden the thought police are out in force.
Yep.
And, it really is. I don't know. I mean, I think based on what's happening in the United States and around the world with regard to Christians, I wouldn't be surprised me at all if we don't live to see the persecution of Christians in this country.
Yeah.
And we know, because this has happened in centuries past, that whenever God's people are persecuted, they flourish. Mm-hmm. And so part of me is just like, you know what? Bring it.
Yeah.
Because we get to be salt and light. And Facebook can't quiet the witness of the Holy Spirit. No. So
No, they can't.
There's a lot to be in prayer about.
Yeah, well, it's a real battle. You know, we tell our girls there are two sides to this battle. And the great thing is we know what side wins in the end. And we get to choose whether or not we want to be on that winning team or not. And, you know, praise God that we've got that choice to do that. So
that's right.
Heidi, I am so just thankful for your time today. Thank you for coming on. I know you're going to be a great encouragement to our listeners. And thank you for being part of the Schoolhouse Rocked cast. I am the wisdom that you shared in your interview. It's actually already up. For those who are not yet Backstage Pass members on Schoolhouse Rocked, if you go on Backstage Pass members, you can see little clips of your interview there. But also, if you become a member on there, it's like $4 a month or something like that. Or you can do a yearly or a lifetime membership. You can see your entire interview. And you've got so much wisdom to share.
Bloopers too?
I don't think we've got bloopers on there. I think we had some pretty good ones. It's so funny. We were filming in the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. And those stinking carts, those bell carts kept clunking by. And the ground there is is it like brick? If I remember,
it's like a slate kind of a thing. Right. So they're really loud.
Yes. Every time we would hear them kind of clunk, 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 we'd be like, cut. Okay. Say that over again. But we were very, very excited to have you as part of the cast. And I know that your encouragement to homeschool families is going to be very impactful and powerful to those who get to hear it. So thank you again. Thank you for your friendship.
It was a blessing and an honor.
Yeah, I am very grateful.
It was an honor to be asked, and I cannot wait to see what God does with Schoolhouse Rock. I know it's going to have a tremendous impact. So we're praying for you guys, excited for you.
Well, thank you. It's all for God's glory, not for ours. He's brought us to this. He's called us to it, and this is all for Him. So we know He's going to do great things with it. So even if it changes one life, honestly, that you know, we've said if it changes one family's heart to homeschool their kids, to lead their kids to Christ. And not that you have to homeschool to lead your kids to Christ. I know homeschooling is not the gospel, but if that's the case where, you know, one family pulls their kid from a public school and just says, we're going to focus on training our kids up in righteousness, and one life is changed because of it, it'll be worth the whole 3 years that it'll have taken us to make that documentary. So it's been an exciting 2 years that we've been filming and traveling. We are definitely excited to see it come, all come together. So thank you, friend. We are grateful for you. And, I want to have you on again, cause I want to actually talk more about homeschooling with you.
Absolutely.
In the future, I'd love to have you come back on. So thank you.
Well, I would be happy to come back anytime. All right. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
For great homeschooling videos, articles, giveaways, and more, check out members.schoolhouserocked.com and use the coupon code PODCAST10 to save 10% on any paid Backstage Pass membership. Backstage Pass members get exclusive access to full interviews from the cast of Schoolhouse Rocked and so much more. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and leave a review. Until next time, I'm Yvette Hampton, wishing you the joys of community and the wisdom to teach and learn. God bless.